A new report from the CSIRO is predicting the number of La Niña weather patterns is set to almost double this century. The researchers say that will mean more floods in Australia and more droughts in the southwestern United States. The report comes as the northeast of the United States battens down for what's predicted to be one of the worst storms on record. Samantha Donovan reports.
The La Niña weather pattern sees a cooling of the central Pacific Ocean and a warming of its western area. That generates intense rainfall over the western Pacific region, causing floods in countries like Australia and drought in America's southwest. Dr. Wenju Chai from the CSIRO is predicting that extreme La Niña events will increase from one every 23 years in the 20th century to one in every 13 years this century.
So under greenhouse warming, the western Pacific is warming faster than the central Pacific, because in the western Pacific you've got some land, some continents such as Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, and that allows rainfall to concentrate.
Wenju Chai and his team used 48 global climate models in their research. They're predicting floods like those in Brisbane in 2011 will be more common in Australia this century. Dr. Chai says an extreme La Niña event usually follows an extreme El Niño pattern, which causes drought and increases the bushfire risk in Australia. And he says those El Niño events are going to be more common too.
We are going to see more frequent switches between extremes from one year to the next. The cost of more frequent extreme El Niño and extreme La Niña is the increasing carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. So we need to go to the cause.
Dr. Chai acknowledges Australia has experienced these dramatic switches in climatic conditions before, but he believes farmers have to prepare for them happening more often.
We had that kind of switch in 1982, 83. We had huge drought, but then 84 we had huge flood. Now also 72, 73 we have huge drought, and then 74 we had huge flood that destroyed a big part of Brisbane. And also you may recall before 2011 we had millennium drought and our farmer really suffered. But then there was the forecast of La Niña, and so they put everything onto it, trying to make up some of the losses during drought, only to see their crop wiped out because of the big flood.
The CSIRO-led research has been published in the journal Nature Climate Change.
Samantha Donovan reporting.